You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh. Keep it right here. Coming up, we got Glenn Hughes joining us.
Yeah.
listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org, WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. We've got Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Glenn Hughes coming to Pittsburgh. You know him as the lead singer of Trapeze, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, Dead Daisies, and so many more. And we've got the voice of rock with us on the air tonight. Glenn, welcome to Courts in Session.
Thank you, Eric. Good to hear your voice, young man.
Well, we know you're coming to Jurgles September 20th, and you're going to be performing the 50th anniversary of Deep Purple's Burn album and tracks from it live. Glenn, can you take us back to 1973 when you recorded that classic album?
Yeah, it was a hot summer. It was exactly 50 years ago. This week, we were in the castle writing that majestic album in the heat of the British summertime. Five guys in the crypt, in a dungeon, in a 15th century castle. Spooky McSpookyson.
It does not get any more rock and roll than that. You can't make those things up. How did 50 years pass? Can you tell me that?
Well, number one, I'm still grateful to be here. A lot of my friends aren't. So for me, all these years later, I look back at the legacy of that album. People tell me all the time what an incredible postcard for them in their life that album was. The 70s, in my opinion, were the greatest in rock for my favorite decade for rock music. So for me, looking back at that album and those legacy songs is a beautiful thing.
When you think back to recording that record, what are some of the memories that really stand out for you?
The camaraderie. The band was new again, two new guys coming in. So there's a lot of new friendships being birthed. And we were all together in this beautiful castle in the English countryside. It's always great when you're living in the one place and making new music, especially when you're a brand new band.
When I listen to that record, and I've done so many times, like so many of our listeners, sometimes it strikes me that you were new to that band, replacing one of the great singers in rock and roll, Ian Gillan. Did you feel a lot of pressure at that time? Or was that something that wasn't on your mind because you were already a seasoned professional?
No, I wasn't nervous in any way because the band wanted to create something. They didn't want to have a duplicate of Gillan and Glover. They wanted something fresh and bluesier. And that's what they got. So we were happy to make new music for the fans of Deep Purple.
So you're going to be playing hits and tracks from that album. Will you be singing any of the songs that you didn't sing lead on back when it was recorded?
No, I don't think so, Eric. I'm going to concentrate on the album Burn. Obviously, Davey's not with me, but I'll be singing his parts as well. It's working well. It's working really well, though. So I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't sounding appropriate. It sounds like the 70s, and I wanted to make sure we get the sound right and the production appropriate.
So when we're on tour doing tracks from this great album, what do you attribute to just the great longevity of Burn and the passion that new generations discovering this album feel for that album?
Well, it's one of those albums. It was the first of three albums that were a significant change from the band. So the songs were brand new, fresh, and they've lasted all these years. They still sound great. I wouldn't be doing this if this wasn't going to sound great. So, again, I'm really honored to be the last man standing to play these songs.
That's just so terrific. We're talking with the voice of rock, Glenn Hughes. He's coming to Pittsburgh September 20th to Jurgles. with a focus on the 50th anniversary of the Deep Purple album Burn. Let's take a break and play the title track. Going back to 1973, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
You know we are not
you're just tuning in, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We're honored to have the voice of rock with us tonight, talking about the great Glenn Hughes, who's coming to Pittsburgh September 20th to Jurgles, performing hits from Burn and other tracks from Deep Purple. Glenn, I got to ask you, you know, some of my best vocal performances have been in the shower, but I don't dare try to sing Glenn Hughes. Brother, you're the voice of rock for a reason. You're a beast. How do you still do it?
Well, I love to sing, and I love to take care of my voice and body and everything. My life's changed so much in the last 30 years. I warm the voice up, Eric, all the time. Even when I'm not singing, I have an extensive warm-up regime before the show and after the show. Let's call it, I'm like an athletic. You have to warm the body up. More importantly for me, you have to warm the vocal cords. I have a 5-octave range, and I like to use that in the show. So it's a matter of warming the voice up, keeping it fresh, drinking a lot of water. And that's what I do.
Well, you do it well. There's no question. Glenn, do you have any plans for some upcoming studio recordings? Anything new in the hopper?
Yes, I just completed vocals for Black Country Communion's new album, Number 5, with Joe Bonamassa, Derek Sherinian, and Jason Bonham last week. The album will be out in the first quarter of next year. There is a rumor that I will go back in the studio next summer in Copenhagen and make another solo album. I have some songs I think I want to make into an album, and let's see what happens.
Well, brother, it is such an honor. We're looking forward to seeing you September 20th at Jurgles. Glenn, it's that time. You know, our listeners love knowing what their favorite rock stars listen to in their downtime. Take over the turntables. Pick a couple tunes you'd like to play.
Okay, well, off the top of my head, there's a couple of songs I really love from back in the day. Empty Pages by Traffic. My friend Stevie Winwood, what an amazing singer. That song, it reminds me of my younger years when I was a teenager. I just love that song. The other song is Wooden Ship, Crosby, Stills and Nash. Vocal harmonies, groove. It's a postcard for me of the late 60s. It's a period I love the most. And it was a wonderful moment for all of us. But for me, it was a great moment for me coming to America as a young man.
Well, you heard it right here. Glenn Hughes, Traffic, Steve Winwood, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Glenn, you have been a part of the soundtrack to all of our lives. It is such an honor to have you on the show. And we can't wait to see you September 20th at Jurgles.
I'm looking forward to coming back to Jurgles. I was there 5 years ago. It's going to be fantastic.
Have a great night, brother.
Thank you, Eric. Have a good day, Phil. Thank you, Bob.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records, and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
Good at appearing sane, but for something everybody everywhere does in the same.
As we watch you die, all we can do is echo your anguished cries, stare as all human feelings die. We are leaving, you don't need us. Sister, then by the hand, lead her away from this foreign land, far away where we'll not laugh again. We are leaving, you don't need. South on my shoulder, I guess I'll set a course and go.
Yeah. possibly can.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
I'll be here to hear what's on your mind.
As an adult, kids want to know you're listening to them, but they also want to listen to you. When it comes to alcohol, they want to know your expectations and how and why to avoid underage drinking. Talking early and often about it in everyday conversations reinforces your message and keeps lines of communication open. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'll be by your side.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
This is Chuck W. Chapman, and if I party a little too hard in Pittsburgh, I know who I need to call. My rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, at WRCT 88.3 FM.
I'm broken down.
about that? Soulful guitar from Jamie Penner. New album is called No Words. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We stream online at WRCT.org. WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM. Time Travel Radio, part of the Courts in Session family. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. How about the voice of rock, Glenn Hughes? How great was that? Coming to Jurgles this upcoming Thursday night. Excuse me, upcoming Wednesday night. And we already gave away a pair of tickets. It's going to be a great show. And I will be there. I will absolutely be in that audience. So you know those designer jeans that you bought last year, the ones that were going to change your life? You wore them once and now they're in your closet, hanging behind like a pair of used sweatpants. Well, don't worry, those jeans can still change somebody's life. Just donate them to Goodwill. Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, educational assistance for people right here in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff, create jobs, Goodwill. This is a message from Goodwill and your friends right here at WRCT. So got a number of calls earlier in the show of listeners who want me to play Dire Straits. A couple people just said, I want my Dire Straits, and hung up. Well, last Friday, I was listening to The Mockster, to his show Viva La Mock, Friday nights at 9. And I said earlier, he likes to stir the pot. And if you were listening to his show, and you should have been, you would have heard this.
I reached out to my rockin' attorney after this guitarist from Dire Straits passed, and I said, are you going to play some Dire Straits? He said, I don't like the band. I don't like them at all. In fact, he went on to say, well, he can't really say that because, you know, he just never got into them. But he said his listeners don't like the band. He's like, yeah, they never request them. So here's my charge to you. If you're listening, listen, tune in on Thursday. So tune in this Thursday, any Thursday. Call up Eric Jackson Lurie and request Dire Straits. I personally would go back to the Making Movies album. Skate Away and all those great songs. But you can do a Walk of Life. You can do something off of Brothers in Arms. You can go to Alchemy. You can find some Dire Straits songs and reach out to Eric Jackson Lurie on Thursday between 8 and 10:30. Call him up, 412-268-WRCT, and say, like it's the old I Want My MTV. Just say, I want my Dire Straits. Would you do that for me? I would appreciate it. And maybe he would finally appreciate. I mean, I think he actually called Martin Offler a hack. I think he actually said that. I'm not sure. He is an attorney, so I don't want to say anything that would get me in trouble. I know he's a real attorney, not one of those fake ones. Anyway, he's got that program, Courts in Session. That is my challenge to you, the listener, for this Thursday.
Okay. So, we're going to play some Dire Straits. And we're going to actually go back to 1980. And, you know, the Moxer had a pretty good suggestion. The Making Movies album is just one of my favorites. Great album. And if you own it, in my opinion, my humble opinion, you got to own it on vinyl because it just sounds so good. But we're going to play one of my favorite tunes, Romeo and Juliet, for all of you callers listening to The Mockster. And, you know, to quote one of The Mockster's heroes, President Donald J. Trump, ladies and gentlemen, that was fake news. I love Dire Straits. You love Dire Straits. And but we'll think up of something good to respond to The Mockster. But let's do it. Going back to 1980, WRCT 88.3 FM.
struck Romeo. Sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window." She's singing, "Eli, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it?" Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet many of you exploded into my heart, and I forget the movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. On different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals, when you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, "Oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him, Juliet. When we made love, you used to cry. You said, 'I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die.' There's a place for us." You know, a movie song. Talks like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, bad company, and all I do is kiss you through the bars of Orion. Julia, I do the stars with you anytime. But Julia, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, "I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. A serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find a convenient streetlight, steps out of the shade, and says something like, 'You and me, babe, how about it?'"
Hi, this is Steve Torrey of the Electrons, and you're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Laurie. Ain't no big thing, baby.
What good would it do, girl?